The following message is copyrighted by Westminster Theological Seminary. Duplication, distribution, or other use of all or any part of this message is not permitted without prior written consent. Please direct your inquiries to communications@wts.edu. For all other information, please visit the main website at www.wts.edu.
You want me to repeat it? Well, that the Word of God does not exist as a permanent and abiding fact. It exists only as God, here and now, to this man and to no other, in a concrete crisis or confrontation. Through the medium of Scripture or church proclamation, brings his word home with ruling authority and conviction. And it is only in that action that the image of God is created in man. No revelatory contact, no revelatory contact between God and man until that event takes place. Now, obviously, that is not the biblical position respecting revelation. The emphasis in the Scripture which falls upon the written word means that revelation has become inscripturated. And by inscripturation has received abiding form. Let me ask you, what other inference could be drawn from the pervasive emphasis in Scripture upon it is written, upon graphe? Hence, according to Scripture, revelation is always present. Whenever the Scripture is made known, that Scripture is the abiding voice God addressed to man, so that God is constantly speaking in Scripture. And he is speaking even to the unregenerate who are confronted by Scripture. It is a further fact of the witness of Scripture that this Word of God makes some impact upon the hearts and minds of the unregenerate. Makes some impact upon the minds of the unregenerate. This impact, of course, differs in extent, depth, and effect in different cases. In some instances, the impact that is made is what we would call negligible. But in other cases, it is very arresting. So that those thus arrested are radically affected, even when they are not savingly affected. You want a few examples of that, I suppose? What about Simon the Sorcerer? Acts 8, 13 through 23. What about Felix trembling before Paul's word? Acts 24, 25. What about the seed sown on rocky soil? Or on thorny ground? And those who are illustrated thereby. What about Paul himself? I have not known lust, he said, except the Lord said, thou shalt not covet. When the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. He's not talking then about his conversion. He's talking about something that occurred before it. When the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And what about those who become apostates, who turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them? 2 Peter 2, 20 through 22. These are obvious instances. Of the impact which the Word of God can make upon an unregenerate man. And in some cases, such an impact that we men wouldn't be able to distinguish between the regenerate and the unregenerate. That is, as we observe others. Now, if that is the case, there is something in man that makes the unregenerate man addressable. Makes him addressable by God's word. There must be something in man that makes this contact possible. And makes it to that extent efficacious. Now, here we have two things that cannot be provided for on Karl Barth's premises. Two things. First, an abiding speaking word of God. And second, a constitution in man that makes the word of God meaningful. Now, second, we come to this matter of the point of contact. Remember, I'm distinguishing between point of contact and point of agreement. There's a great deal of confusion in that matter. Difference between point of contact and point of agreement. This impact which the Word of God makes upon the natural man is the precondition of saving faith. This point of contact, this impact, rather, which the Word of God makes upon the natural man, is the precondition of saving faith. That is the precondition of saving impact. Faith is of hearing, and hearing of the Word of Christ. And therefore it can never be dissociated from the effect which the Word of God makes upon the person concerned before he becomes a believer. If faith is of hearing, of course the hearing is antecedent. Presupposed and means that faith emerges from an antecedent condition in the subject, an antecedent state of mind in the subject, which has been created by the Word of God. And that is just that this antecedent state of mind, is the point of contact for the saving address of the Word of God. And the believing response on the part of the person. Even response on the part of the person. And this is just saying that there must be some conviction produced by the Word of God.